here at the monastery, physical seclusion is not that big a problem. Even though there's work we have to do, sometimes as a group. Still, there's plenty of time to get off by yourself. Get away from other people. The problem is finding mental seclusion. As the Buddha said, we tend to go through life with craving as our companion. Even when we're sitting by ourselves, we can have long conversations with craving. We never really get the mind by itself quiet until we can fend off the craving. That's what the concentration is for, is to get some quiet time. But it serves several purposes. There are three big kinds of craving. Craving for sensuality, craving for becoming, craving for non-becoming. And the first one you have to deal with is craving for sensuality. We're attached to sights, sounds, smells, tastes, tactile sensations. And we're attached especially to our thoughts about those things, our plans for those things. We crave the craving. This is where craving gets tricky. We have to deal with many layers all at once, even with just this one kind of craving. As the Buddha said, you can't get past it unless you have a pleasure that's not sensual. In other words, the pleasure of form that you can gain in getting the mind in concentration as you feel the body from within. Formless pleasures, when everything in the body gets so still that you can have a perception of infinite space, infinite consciousness, and the body doesn't interfere. It's so quiet that you can ignore it. It's only then, when you have this kind of pleasure, that you can really step back from sensual craving. Otherwise, even though you may know the drawbacks and think about them many, many times, and contemplate the body inside and out, get all 32 parts out on the floor in front of you, think about your sensual fantasies. Still, if you don't have this higher pleasure, you're going to go back to sensual pleasures of one kind or another. The problem is to get this higher pleasure, you have to seclude the mind from sensuality. That's not quite the catch-22, it sounds like. Because all you have to do is create a little space in the mind, a little space of time, your ability to inhabit the body, at least for a little while, to get the mind to settle down. So it means you don't have to uproot craving in order to get the mind into concentration. Simply learn how to put it aside. Give it a few karate chops. So it'll give you some time. And then make the most of the time. Because it will come back. Some people get really frustrated. They said, I thought I took care of that issue. And it keeps coming back. Well, of course it's going to come back. Until you've reached non-return. Up until that point, realize you're still in the battlefield. And your concentration is like having a field hospital. The battle goes on, but you've got a space where you can treat your illnesses. Even though it may not be totally antiseptic, it's good enough to do operations. And the soldier can recover and get back into battle. The battle, of course, is using discernment to look into why the mind is so fascinated by sensuality. But if you get wounded again, well, come back in. The concentration will treat you again. Which means that even though there can be turmoil in the mind, you have to learn how to create a space. Let the turmoil be on the fringes. You've got your quiet spot inside, in the center. And learn how to nurture that. You read about concentration and the rapture and pleasure filling the whole body. Well, maybe you can't get the whole body, but at least get part of the body. Enough so you can have a space to lie down. In a John Lee's image, you go into a house, some of the floorboards are rotten. Well, you don't lie down there. You lie down in the spots where you can make them comfortable, where you can get some quiet. And at the very least, you have something to compare, so that you know when the mind goes out and gets involved in its defilements again. You say that pleasure of concentration really is better. It's more peaceful. It's more refined. And then you can really look into why you keep going back to sensuality. What are the misunderstandings you have? I received a letter from a prisoner the other day talking about how since he's been in prison, he's been hounded by thoughts of sensual desire. And there's a strong part of his mind that doesn't want to give them up because he misses affection. I said, your problem is that you've got lust and affection confused. They're not the same thing. It's one more way in which the mind dresses things up. But if you look at them separately, this is where you come into poison the fantasy. You start fantasizing about, this would be really nice, or that would be really nice. And you say, well, suppose the person you were enjoying turned on you, betrayed you. That can happen. It wasn't so much that the lust was what was good. It was the affection that was good. But then the affection spreads over, gets confused with the lust. So you've got to learn how to take these things apart. And you're more willing to take them apart because you have something to compare. The safe spot inside. The quiet spot inside. And it may come and go. But at least you know it's there at some times. So at least you got your nose up above the water. You're not going to drown. Just learn how not to get upset or discouraged when the mind has been quiet and then it stops being quiet. You're still cleaning out that space. You've still got a temporary space that you're working with. And it's going to be normal. The trick is learning how to be more and more effective at clearing out the space quickly. And seeing when the disturbances start creeping in. And what disguise they take on. And that way you start protecting your concentration with discernment. And you strengthen your discernment with your concentration. Are the factors of the Noble Path. These two are the ones that are most important. Right view and right concentration. So see if you can get them working together. So you can maintain your field hospital. So when you get wounded, you have a place to go. And you can come back out ready to fight.